I am General John Stevens. Welcome to Project Cygna. You've been assembled here to undertake a mission crucial for the war effort. As you may be aware, the Prime Minister of Kepler was assassinated approximately 6 months ago by the Denier Syndicate. Since then, their leader has begun enforcing intense regulations on surveillance, media, communication, and have begun slaughtering many to force the Council to bend to their wishes. We have dispatched the Navy from the Earth and Mars stations to help implement defense grids for the other colonies. But there is hope. During this time, the Council enacted a classified operation to invade Kepler and bring as many refugees as possible to a sanctuary. Although we could not bring millions of refugees to at-capacity colonies, thanks to the research by Henry Stone and Yu Chan, we have been able to narrow down a planet that could potentially be a new home for the refugees, Cygna 33Z. Commander Abrams.
You have been chosen based on your skill sets, knowledge, and contributions to our projects. As was explained, Jan, you're the closest person to Henry. You are an acclaimed biologist with a specialization in foreign biology. You are an integral part of our team.
Thank you, sir.
Quinton Jones, our lead engineer on the Halberd X, who needs no introduction.
Oh, fine. Just leave me out.
Tyler Wildenson, you'll be the pilot of the Halberd X. You attended the Flight Academy in New Phoenix and passed all the tests with flying colors. The Sergeant Major also put in a hell of a word for you as well.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Dad.
Rebecca Cunningham. We initially did ask for Alicia Atkins, but due to her condition, she put you in her stead. Her reputation proves to us that we could trust her decision to put you here.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Parker. You've been a favorable researcher in energy production for years. We take it you and your pupil are capable of finding suitable energy sources on the planet?
Yes, Commander. We're also nearing a breakthrough with the Hazen particles. It won't be long until we can implement them with the prototype engines.
Your research is vital to our effort in rescuing the citizens of Kepler. Make haste.
And Adrian Smith, you and your company, Delta Squad, are the most elite Marines we have available. Your task is to protect the crew and ship from any danger. You are their shield.
Sir, yes, sir.
Follow me, and I will introduce you to your ship. This is the Halberd X.
Holy shit.
Rookies.
She is marvelous, isn't she? I mean, she was designed by yours truly. It is equipped with four quad Z97 engines, allowing it to reach subspace faster than any other engine type available. There are four main defense turrets, which can be individually piloted or linked with a forward cannon.
Yeah, we get it. You're a nerd.
How rude.
Wildenson, we will run several simulations with you and Miss Stone to ensure you are ready for departure. Normally, we wouldn't send a ship this large for a scouting mission, but your job is also to establish a large base on the surface of the planet for the first few waves of refugees. We need to know if the atmosphere is suitable, that there are no immediate diseases in the air, and any potential life will not be a threat to the refugees. Now, you are all dismissed. Return to your assigned simulations and workstations. We will launch in 2 days.
Gee, this is really overwhelming. I guess I didn't realize how serious this is, Dad. It's not some research task. There are people who are depending on us. On me. I'm scared, Dad. What if the planet isn't suitable? What if we're too late? What if... I have to be strong. But can I?
Jen, how are you, dear?
Hey, Mom, how are you and Duke?
He's as wild as ever. I'm doing all right. The doctor is having me go for another heart replacement.
Another? Mom, this is the fourth one this year. You need to take it easy. I told you, you need someone there with you. I can find someone else.
No, Jen, there is no one else. The agents that came said that, and you know it. You knew your father and his research better than anyone else. You are the best person they have to continue his work.
I know, Mom, but I'm just scared. What if I fail? What
Janet
if-
Janet Marie Stone, you will succeed. You are good enough.
I just wish Dad were here to help.
Your father knew, as I do now, that you are strong and capable. You just have to believe in yourself and your abilities.
Yeah. I promise, as soon as we get back, I'm taking you to that retro diner you keep talking about.
Sounds like a plan to me. Maybe I'll finally get to try that new sandwich.
Oh. Thank you, Mom. I love you. I don't know!
Jen! We have to get to the command deck!
Go, Jen! I'll be here!
I love you, Mom!
I love you too!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a picture of your dad?
It's nothing. Come on, we gotta move.
Right.
General Stevens, do you read? I count 3 Derrendit class freighters, 5 Dreadnought frigates, and 6 R3X fighter squadrons.
Take the fighter squadrons and intercept their fighters. We will aim for their main assault ships with the rail cannon.
Copy that. Alpha and Charlie squadron, on me. We need to eliminate their escort. Echo squadron, attack their frigates' life support systems. Once we've cleared them out, regroup on me. Here they come!
Everyone, listen up. We just received this message from their main assault craft.
This message is for the conglomerate council of Earth's colonies, and anyone who would dare defy our power. For far too long, you have been a thorn in our side. We've waited in the shadows. We grew weary, waiting for the day to strike. And now, you are at the mercy of the Denea Syndicate. Surrender your stations, your governments, and your rule to us, or suffer the consequences of inaction.
Those bastards. We were able to confirm this is just a message, and Denir has sent multiple invasion forces. We need to get you to Cigna quickly before they discover the mission and potentially wipe out more lives.
Sir, our shields are at 28%.
Captain Smith, escort the team to the Halberdex and get out of here. Everyone evacuate.
What about you, sir?
I will see it through until the end.
Right away. Kev, take point.
Let's move, ladies.
Oh, brother.
If there's a problem, Princess, you are more than...
Now is not the time, you dense prick. Get going.
Jeez, we're gonna do...
Move out!
Rebecca! Jones!
Power up the main thrusters and repulsor lifts.
We're on it.
Jen, can you make sure the cooling systems are online? We can't be overheating when we take off, or else we'll be blown to bits.
Where's the monitor?
Oh, come on. It's right there next to the map system.
Cooling is good. We're set.
Everyone, buckle in. This is gonna be bumpy. Jin, the coordinate's preset. Can you tell me which direction and angle I need to face?
You need to be looking east.
East? Relative to where? We're in space. There is no east.
You need to go several miles out, then 38 degrees right and 10 degrees vertical. Once you're there, we should be clear.
Are you sure? If we're even the slightest bit off, we could crash into a planet, a star, anything.
We're good, all right.
This is Tyler Wildenson of the Halberd X.
We'll assist. Follow your course and we'll escort you out.
Yes, sir.
Good luck out there.
Smith, can you get on the damn turret?
Come on, you son of a... Gotcha.
We've got two more on us.
Jones, are we locked in?
Coordinates are set and we are in position.
Here goes nothing.
Your fleet has been destroyed. Your base is under siege and your military is scattered across the colonial spine.
I don't think I've been introduced. I am General John Stevens, second general of the Earth Defense Force. And who do I have the pleasure of addressing?
I am Grand Admiral Hector Livas, leader of the 1st Division of the Denier Syndicate. You made a grave mistake, leaving Earth's defenses unguarded. My lord has already dispatched multiple fleets to your other pitiful colonies. You are doomed.
No. Hope will always live on in the hearts of the people. You can never take that away from them.
A railcan. How amusing. All ships, fire on the station!
Godspeed, Team Signal.